Hello and welcome to Guy Perryman Interviews. Our travel companions today are Cherry V and Natalie Duncan, soulful singers and vocalists with acid jazz legends Incognito, who were in Japan for a run of sold-out shows at Blue Note Tokyo in March 2024. The conversation took place backstage at Blue Note Tokyo and was first broadcast across Japan on my Inter-FM radio show. Enjoy the journey. Laughing already. It is wonderful to welcome on board Natalie Duncan and Cherry V. Hello.
Hey.
Here we are backstage at Blue Note Tokyo, about an hour before you're going to go on stage. Are you loving being here in Japan again? What? How many times for each of you?
This is my third time in Japan. The first time I was with my own music, actually. My first album I put out in 2012 called Devil in Me. It was lovely to get to go to Japan with that album. Nowhere else in the world. But that's where my Japan love affair started.
There we go. So. And?
Yeah, this is my third time. Every time I've been here with Incognito and done a run here at the Blue Note Tokyo, it's always been a dream of mine to come here. So I just feel really, really, really ecstatic to be here. Yeah.
For anyone listening around the world, if they haven't been to Japan, is there something about Japan you'd love to share with the world that you love? And it can be a tangible or intangible thing.
I love how fast-paced it is and how weird it is in a really wonderful way in comparison to the UK. So weird to me and different and cool. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's... So, yeah, I could say something not tangible. So it's an energy. I like the energy here. It's very peaceful.
And I feel like there's just such a calm... Yeah, there's a calmness here. And I feel so safe here.
Yeah.
For the first time I came here and, like, just walking around and, like, exploring the city and, like, whether it was in early in the morning or mid or late in the evening, I just felt safe to go out and explore. And people are so hospitable here, especially at the Blue Note.
Yeah.
So it's been a really, really nice experience.
Cool. I've interviewed Louis more than I've interviewed anyone in the world, I think, because, like, every time he's come to Japan, I love him lots. And I know why I love Bluey. Why do the two of you love working with Bluey?
I think with Bluey, what you see is what you get. So when he's on stage and he talks about how giving he is to other artists, musicians, and how he wants to hone artists so that we can have a platform for bigger things. And when he talks about love and everyone loving each other in community, that's real. And I think that's actually who he is. He's very soft. He's very giving. He's very kind. But he doesn't mess around with music, as you can see from the musicians he works with. So there's a phenomenal level of excellence that we get to be surrounded by on stage. Yeah.
And I think very supportive of all musicians too.
Yeah, 100%. And so encouraging. I think on this particular run and experience of Incognito being part of the band, I've really come out of my shell vocally, and he's been a big part of that. And Bluey is very much a visionary, so he can hear your voice and know where exactly to place you, what songs to give you, and what songs to write with you in mind. So it's definitely been a growing experience for me working with him. And he's like a uncle, like such a nurturing spirit as well. So it's been lovely.
How were your experiences and the songs you recorded with the album Into You?
It was overwhelming, to be honest. It was an honour for me to get to record with Incognito and write with Incognito. If you'd asked me this 2 years ago, I'd have said, what? That's not going to happen. That's not my life. So I still can't believe that I co-wrote some of the songs on that album and played a couple of keys here and there, which is insane. You really have to listen. They're very buried, my keys, but they're there.
I'm going to dig deeper next time I listen.
Yeah, exactly. And being with Bluey in the studio, like Cherry said, he's a visionary. He knows what takes to get the best, how to get the best take, vocal takes out of you, how to really galvanize like the creativity that you have. He knows how to do that, and that's a real skill as a producer. I think not everyone has that as a producer, and he does. So
it's been amazing, and for me it was even so super special because songs like Still a Friend of Mine and Always There are the soundtrack to my childhood. So even telling my parents that I was first gigging with them and then in the studio writing and recording, like all the things I've done in my life, my dad was like, yeah, this is the one, you've arrived. So it was definitely a milestone for me and a massive achievement, and it was just welcomed with love and support and encouraged.
I think I saw on your social media you were saying, if I could talk to my child self again,
I would be like, one day you're going to be touring the world with them, little one. Dancing around in my front room while my mum was playing their music. But yeah, it's definitely like full 360, like crazy.
And isn't that amazing? I mean, you just see the longevity of Incognito and Bluey's music.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
To know that they've been going for longer than both of us have even been on this earth before we even thought is insane. Yeah. So, yeah, really grateful.
Speaking of your own music, Natalie Duncan, let's start with you. Tell us about your solo music. And I've actually been listening recently a lot to the Four Hero remix, because I love Four Hero. Aww. The Four Hero remix of Hearts in a Cage. Thank you very much. I can't read my own writing and I can't remember the name of the song. Tell us about your music.
Yeah, so that was Hearts in a Cage was remixed by Four Hero, and that was part of 5 singles that I put out last year. That was the first one. Yeah, last year I decided to do 5 singles just because the last thing I did before that was an album, like basically a concept album. It was a sort of thematic development musically anyway. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to put 5 singles out, see what happens. They all got remixed and that was quite nice. And now I've done the single thing. I'm back to, I'm an album girl. I love writing an album. So I'm back on it and I'm writing another album now.
Oh, cool. Do you think about, when you say you're an album girl, do you think about the whole album as, from a listener's point of view, to a story running through all the music?
I don't envision the whole album before it's written, but I think once I write a song, that informs where the next song is going to go. So it's more like I'll start with a puzzle piece and then the next one will join and the next one will join. So it grows in incrementally like that. But yeah, I'm not a short form artist, which is really bad. Very problematic for this day and age because everything is getting shorter and shorter, obviously.
Yeah.
But
keep writing long songs, please.
Yeah. It's just who I am.
Yeah. When can we likely see this album or hear this album?
Well, this is the thing. I'm planning to put a single out from the album in hopefully around a month's time. Okay. It's very close to being finished. So, yeah, just got to finish this lovely tour of Japan and then get crack back into it when I get back.
Cherry V, your solo music and the album is called The Red Journal. Mm-hmm. Look at your red hair too, which I notice all the time. Fantabulous. And speaking of red, the lyric, which I love, you threw me under the double decker.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, the Red Journal album is very autobiographical. All my business is spilled out on the street. And based on my
under a bus.
Yeah. It's based on my journal entries from 2019 up until present day. And the song that you speak of is just about being thrown under the bus. In the UK, we have public transport, which is like big double-decker red buses and correlation between the hair and the brand and, you know, just making it all make sense. So that was one of the self-penned songs that I wrote. But yeah, that was like my passion project for last year that I released independently. I'm really, really proud of that album. And it done really well for considering me doing it on my own. But I think now I'm in a space of real happiness and like good vibes and stuff, and I'm kind of like leaning more towards like doing more reggae, soul based reggae slash lovers rock. So that's an exciting journey that I'm about to embark on. Yeah,
lovers rock was very popular here in Japan too, so bring it out here.
I am so ready.
Good. I'm always fascinated how people get on their journey and their trajectory. For either of you, was there a person or an event that kicked things off very early in your lives?
Yeah, I'd have to give my props to Goldie, actually, because he got me en route to a lot of things. I did a documentary about 12 years ago now, maybe 13, I don't know, where he found young people who were overcoming difficulties, and the whole premise was put them together, let's write a whole gig's worth of music for Buckingham Palace. So that was on TV. And then since then, I've obviously got signed to a label, and he sort of catapulted me into that world of coming from Nottingham, from no one, nowhere, into suddenly London and like the music industry, meeting people and being able to play amazing shows and do my thing as an artist. So, yeah.
Thanks to Goldie.
He'll love that. He'll love this.
He's actually been on my show before. So give him a shout out from Japan.
Yes, shout out Goldie from Japan.
There we go. All right.
I do miss him.
How about you, Cherry V? A person or an incident or an event in your early life that got you on your journey?
I don't know. I think my families have been very instrumental in my journey. My mum's a singer as well. And I have like a very like gospel soul background. So I think from a young age, I was always kind of like pushed and kind of shoved into standing up and singing. I was painfully shy as a child, and I kind of grew out of that and just kind of used the internet as a massive, massive tool to just kind of put my music out there and be an independent artist. So yeah, there's a lot of support from home.
Cool. I always speak with people about the power of music. If you've gone through tough times in life, have you always turned to music?
Always. Yeah. In a word, always.
Yeah.
My piano has been my therapy for my entire life. If anything's gone wrong, even from the age of 9 or 10, my parents were going through troubles and they ended up splitting up. And I was writing about it then. Probably terrible songs, but you know, at 10.
Who cares?
Yeah, exactly. And it still is. I go into my room, my studio, and I'll put my thoughts, my feelings on to a page and into music. And also, I'm very grateful that I have that outlet. I never take it for granted that I'm able to do that and sing and write. It's something that I've been given, which is really fortunate for me.
Yeah, it's so songwriting is therapy. I say that all the time. And one of the reasons why I decided to go there with the last album, with the whole journal entries, is because that's where most of the songs come from. It's journaling, it's prayers, it's conversations, it's therapy. It's just a big part of my life. And I honestly think it helped me get through a lot of struggles.
Are there things you leave off the album?
Yeah, there's the odd bits, or like there's the things that I like maybe insinuate. So people are like, what's that song about? It's like, you figure it out. So yeah.
And finally, we're celebrating International Women's Day 2024. I think Bluey is a perfect person to be surrounded by women and supporting women. He's always told me he grew up in a household with women. I think his grandmother, his aunt, his mother brought him up. He's been very supportive of women. He's got an amazing wife and a daughter. So he's talked a lot about how he likes to support women in music especially. But for the two of you, you both figuratively and literally have a voice, a microphone, a stage, a platform. What would you like to say for International Women's Day?
We run the world!
There you go. There's a song.
Yeah. I just think that we're just all queens, and we're all like, we have to just remember who we are. And there's so much power in being, there's so many things that you can do as a woman. No disrespect to any men, but you know, there's so many things you can do as a woman and overcome. And the strength of a woman always, always blows my mind in whatever field they are, whatever career path they have. And I've watched women in my family overcome some crazy obstacles. So yeah, I just think just knowing your power and just stepping into that.
There you go. Well, actually, likewise, too, the radio station I'm with, our catchphrase is Find Your Colours. Mm. And it's about encouraging people to find their life, their destiny, be who you are, find your colours. So again, that's a similar message, I think, for people, or young people too. If they're struggling, what would you say to them to find their colours?
I would say to young people that the thing you're going through right now is short. Mm-hmm. This too shall pass. I know that's a bit of a hackneyed phrase, but it's so true. It's so true. And I work with young people a lot and I tell them that as well. Like, this period of your life is going to be easier one day, and it's a growing experience. And all these platitudes that are out there are there because they're true. And like Cherry just said, I've seen women overcome such enormous obstacles in my own family, my own life, myself. You know, we are very powerful. We're extremely underrated and very powerful. So,
well, here's to your special day today.
Yes. Bravo. Celebrate.
Natalie Duncan and Cherry V, thank you so much for today.
Thank you for having us.
Lovely
to meet
you.
You
too. Thank you.
Yeah, I hope we did all right.
And thank you for joining us today. For more interviews and information, please go to guyperryman.com.